Got it. So today, I wanted to focus on a particular line in the Sutra service and relate various things that are on my heart and soul and mind to that line, and I'm not sure how well I can connect these, but I'm going to make an attempt anyway. And the line is, coming or going, I am in the right place. So I first decided to talk about this a couple of weeks ago when I was in conversation with my Tai Chi buddy after Tai Chi class. We were having tea, and we were talking about what we would do if Trump got reelected or got back into office. And she was talking about, well, she had an end to New Zealand. Oh, wow, New Zealand. I wish I could go to New Zealand. They're probably not going to let me into New Zealand or any of these happy places in the world, Denmark or these places where everything is nice and wonderful. But I started to think about where I am here in Colorado Springs. I remember reading or hearing about how most of the population never travels more than 20 miles away from their place of birth. And right now, I sit, I'm about 11 miles away from Penrose Hospital, where I was born. And I never had a pressing need to go much further, except California when I was a young man and when I was a young boy. And my mother told me that's where we were moving. Thought, I'll be right near Hollywood, But needless to say, I've been disillusioned by the wonderfulness of California, and I'm happy to be back where I am. So here I am in Colorado Springs, coming or going, I am in the right place right now. I've been a little anxious about SMS Action, and particularly our involvement with the Martin Luther King Jr. Day Committee. I go to each meeting, core meeting, with a little bit of trepidation, wondering, well, what's going to happen this time? Who's going to be there? Is this going to happen again this year? That kind of trepidation. But I go and I sit, and mostly I try just to be quiet and just to be a presence while they work things out there. And they can't, something came up. Well, early on in the series of meetings we've had so far, it was pointed out that, we need to bring the police and the military more involved in the service. And that struck me. I said, of course we do. Like, this is the elephant in the room. There are firsts for African Americans in education, I think the chancellor of CC is a black man, and I think the head of the Air Force Academy is a black person. So there's this opportunity to bring the military into the celebration. And my good friend Steve Flynn, who's been chairman of this committee since I've been involved in it, was aghast. He didn't attend the meetings where we talked about this possibility. He was off camping and visiting with family, and he came back and he looked at the minutes and he sent in an email saying, how in the world could we invite the military into this bastion of peace, of peaceful resistance? And my take on that was, like I said, this has been the elephant in the room. At this point, I'd like to share a picture with you. I'm sure you've seen it. Can I share my screen? So I'm sure you're all familiar with that. The little black girl ended grading a public school. Her name was Ruby Bridges. I mean, she's still alive. She does talks and stuff like that. But I always noticed the four faceless gentlemen escorting her. And I pointed out to the committee that that she was extraordinarily brave to do what she did. But so were those four guys that were escorting her. So that to me is the history. And I felt that it was about time that we we listen to what that component of society has to say, especially in this place. So, you know, I'm a draft resister. I refused induction and that sort of thing. And now I'm here in Colorado Springs, in the heart of our armed force. And I'm in the right place. You know, I'm still working through how our Sangha and other Sanghas can participate, particularly in light of the military presence that commences with this meeting. And I've been reading this book, The Samurai, by Stephen Turnbull. And there's a part on Confucianism, Zen, and the sword. And it says, Confucianism, along with Zen Buddhism, was one of the main philosophical influences on the samurai. The adoption of Confucian ethics provided the model for the relationship between master and follower, and ultimately for the Tokugawa shogunate, because Confucianism valued an ordered society where everyone knew his place. And then it goes on to say, in applying Confucianism to swordsmanship, the approach was to stress the ethical meaning of sword fighting, linking prowess in swordsmanship with the warrior's need to serve his master. Here, Confucianism met the other great philosophical influence on samurai, the self-denying Buddhism of the Zen sect. Zen Buddhism related swordsmanship directly to the Buddhists' goals of attaining enlightenment and moving towards the achievement of selflessness. By the blending of self and weapon through action, the swordsman moved towards the goal of complete emptiness, which was the aim of all Zen practice. Much has been made of the links between Zen and swordsmanship. In fact, swordsmanship was the possession of no one philosophical system. And to Confucianism and Zen can be added the influence of the ancient Chinese classics, all of which came together to give the way of the sword, and with it the way of the warrior. So it's not as if Buddhism is a stranger to war and the warrior. So coming and going, I am in the right place. So I've started going to the Manitou Art Center regularly. It's combined with the public library district, and it's opened its facilities for artistic exploration. And I've been working in the screen printing area of that center. And I printed out this shirt yesterday. You can see what it is. It's a cover of a magazine that I traced. And so, you know, I thought that I might take some of our old images from that march we went on and turn them into t-shirts. Can I share the screen again? This one. So that's one of them. And then this one I particularly like. We are now faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. So, you know, that's one I think would look pretty good on a t-shirt. And then there's a couple of these others that I still have. Compassion is a verb. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. So, I'm going to be developing this idea, I guess, and I'll take it with me to the next meeting, which is this coming Wednesday. And I won't stress too much about whether or not to ask people to help me with this, or maybe to buy some of these shirts to give the money to a charity that isn't aligned with the Martin Luther King Day Committee. I'm not concerned about that. That's off in the future. It's a pretty close future. But in the spirit of this line, you know, I'm in the right place right now. I think I'll leave it there. I hope I've made a good stab at doing a Zen here.